This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Some mornings we wake up and the dream is crystal clear. The story, the people, even the emotion. Other mornings there's absolutely nothing at all. You can feel like some of us are dreaming every night, while others say they don't dream at all. But what's really going on in our sleep? Well, Danielle Wilson is a research fellow and sleep scientist at the Thompson Institute, the University of Sunshine Coast, and is with us now. Danielle, welcome to Drive.
Thank you. Thanks for having me with you.
A lot of us say, I've heard people say, I never dream. I mean, I dream a lot. What's really happening there? Are those people not dreaming at all, or just not remembering them?
Yeah, so what is thought to be happening is that we believe that everyone does dream and potentially dreams multiple times each night, but it is that remembering part that differs between people.
Please continue.
I was just going to say, there's if I can go into the reasons for that, if you
sure,
like, and why we do either remember or not remember, it often has to do with the type of sleep that we're having when we wake up in the morning. We sleep in cycles. So we have light sleep and deep sleep, but we also have this rapid eye movement sleep, which is REM sleep. And it's thought that most of our dreaming occurs in that REM sleep period. And that type of sleep is more pronounced in the mornings. So when we're waking up in the morning, there's a chance that we're going to be in that REM sleep, and that's when we're probably going to remember having our dream. Whereas if we're waking up in a more lighter stage of sleep, it's potentially we're not dreaming and we won't remember having dreamt.
I found sometimes, Danielle, that I've dreamt a really vivid dream and, and I think, oh, my goodness, I must tell everyone tomorrow because it's quite funny or whatever reason. And I'll definitely remember it because it's so clear, and then I'll go back to sleep and then I'll forget it. The next time I wake up.
Yeah, that's pretty common. That happens to me as well. It's that, and I often also have that feeling that I'll wake up and I felt that I have dreamt about something.
Yes.
Like I feel like my brain's been busy, but I can't remember it, or it'll be quite a bizarre type dream where I just can't explain it to anybody. I don't know if that makes sense to you. I know I dreamt, but I cannot tell you. If I was to tell you it like a story, can't remember.
I know exactly what you mean. I find sometimes, the dreams are just so ridiculous. But one thing I've noticed is if you have a really stressful dream, let's say you're at work and, you know, it's a really stressful day, someone's annoying you and what have you, I find I can wake up and it impacts my mood. I actually feel like I've lived that experience, and I have to think, well, actually, you know what? It was just a dream. There's no need to feel like that. But sometimes it feels so real that you'd almost, you're living it, the emotions that go with it.
Yeah. Yeah, well, when you are having that dreaming type sleep, which is REM sleep, your parts of the brain that look after our emotions are actually quite activated. So there's certain parts of our brain that are specially responsible for emotional type memories. And in contrast to that, there are parts of our brain that when we're having this type of sleep and dreams, is quite reduced activity. And that's kind of the prefrontal areas that are regulating your logic. So it's quite common then that when you're having dreams, it'll be quite highly emotional, but it may not make sense. It may not be logical. So that's why often our dreams are that way. And there is research that's kind of looked into how, you know, things that you do experience in your day-to-day life, and because your brain is processing these emotions and trying to make memories, that they will get incorporated. Things that you've been doing will then get incorporated into your dreams.
Danielle, is there a reason why we dream? Are we processing information? For example, why did I dream last night about someone that I haven't seen for about 30 years?
That's interesting. there's a few different theories as to why we dream. So one of the main things with this kind of research is that we can't directly observe people's dreams. We can only go off what people are self-reporting when they wake up. So we can, you know, we can measure brain waves when people are sleeping, just little squiggly lines, electrical impulses, but we can't tell what they're dreaming and why. But some of the reasons are thought to be, like you said, so, you know, building and strengthening the memories of what we've been doing during the day, kind of processing our emotions. There's thoughts it could be to do with the brain trying to organise itself. So as well as trying to figure out what we want to remember, also figuring out what we want to get rid of, clearing the brain out. And then, of course, there's a theory that it really has no purpose. It's just a byproduct of us sleeping. there's different theories out there.
Does it make any difference if you're in the middle, let's say we are doing it to process something, we're in the middle of a dream and the alarm goes off and abruptly interrupts that storyline that's going on in our dreams? Does that have any impact on us?
Yeah, so one of the ideas or thoughts is that if you wake more gently, kind of like, slowly, gently waking up, you're more likely to still have that dream kind of trace around you and have more opportunity that you're going to think about it once you're awake and then remember it. Whereas if you're kind of interrupted quite abruptly, like an alarm or something, it's kind of like it just gets cut off and then you're not really going to remember what's happened. So that's actually being postulated that happens too.
Mark in Preston just texts in and says, I almost never remember dreams, but my partner wakes up feeling full, telling full movie plots.
Yeah, and it's funny too because there is research that's looked at what factors can affect who remembers their dreams. So things like age, it's apparently more common to remember dreams as people are a bit younger, so adolescence, adulthood, and then you're less likely to remember dreaming as you get older. And that kind of correlates with the fact that we have less REM sleep as we get older. It's also thought that women are more likely to remember dreams, and maybe there's a hormonal component there. So during pregnancy, women can have some really strange dreams, and also there's thoughts there might be an association with menstrual cycle phase as well. Some medications can impact if people remember their dreams. And then there's thought to be just can be a personality trait, like people that are a bit more creative and potentially more likely to remember dreaming as well.
You'll love this one, Michael in Southbank. I had a dream I won Eurovision with Kylie Minogue backing vocals.
I know. There's some things you just can't explain with science. I know. The brain amazes me sometimes. Where we get those things from, it's just, something just gets plucked out of the brain and it's in your dream.
This another one's coming. John in Seaford says, my dreams are always about going to my uncle's in Muraduck for my school holidays, and they are really vivid. He was a racing horse trainer and I loved going there. He's since passed and my cousins don't speak to me because they think because I'm gay. There you go. That's John in Seaford. So sorry they don't speak to you, John, but interesting dream that you go back and dream.
Yeah. I actually find that too, again, no scientific background to this, but I find that often when I have dreams that I remember quite well, they are from something from childhood or earlier memories. Like if I dream about being at home, it tends to be the home I grew up in as opposed to wherever I've lived since. So I find there is a bit off topic, but for people that do end up with cognitive decline, they tend to remember the earlier memories. But have trouble making new memories. So it's like those original older memories are more consolidated in the brain, and perhaps it's just easier to access. So it's those, I find that with my dreams too. I tend to dream of things that are from, quite established from my past. If that makes sense.
Danielle, here's a question for you that I sometimes wonder about. If I wake up in the middle of a very vivid dream and let's say, I might run up, go to the bathroom, go back to bed, sometimes part two continues of that dream.
Okay.
I find really weird. Or I think it's continuing. I have no idea. But I feel like, we'll continue where we left off on the dream.
Yeah, okay.
And I feel like I do sometimes.
Yeah, okay. I'm not sure what the science behind that would be, but whether it's just still you've woken up, you've remembered it, and it's just kind of continued on once you've gone to sleep. Like there is some suggestion that if people want to try and influence their dreams, that if they think about it or, write down about it or, do something before going to sleep, that you might be able to put that, thought or that narrative into your dream. So potentially maybe it's just been so active in your brain that it's just stayed there until you go back to sleep. But yeah, I don't know the science behind that one.
Danielle, what about nightmares? I mean, are they just dreams, but they're just nasty dreams? Is there any difference between, say, an ordinary dream and a nightmare?
Yeah, well, obviously, yeah, nightmares being a bit more distressing. In terms of nightmares themselves, the process would be probably similar to dreaming in that it's, when it's happening during the night. And there can be a number of reasons, people are quite stressed or anxious. It's going to be that emotional side of things. Maybe it's processing some more negative emotions. Nightmares are more common in people that have mental health conditions or, post-traumatic stress. There is a difference between something called night terrors, which is not the same as nightmares. I don't know if you've heard of night terrors before. But that's something that happens more in children where they can wake up quite distressed, you know, kind of vocalising or kind of kicking around. But if children have night terrors, they actually, when they wake up, they don't recall any dreaming. So that's a lot different to nightmares. But nightmares, I would assume, quite similar to dreams that just have a more disturbing content, I would assume. And it's normal to have a nightmare every now and again. You know, it'd be more if they were quite frequent or persisting that you'd want to start talking to someone about it.
I always used to have nightmares. They were either dinosaurs chasing me or there were snakes in the bed. It was one of those two.
At least you don't have to worry the dinosaur dream is not going to come through.
No, the other one, I hope it doesn't. In fact, a couple of times.
No, you'd hope not either.
It's happened and, you know, I've yelled out in the middle of my sleep, "Oh, my God, there's a snake in the bed," and my partner's just jumped out, almost hit the wall.
Oh, funny. Yeah.
It was so realistic.
Obviously, there's that whole other side of things about dreams and what they actually mean, which is, you know, a bit further outside the scientific realm, but, you know, more, you know, what we do dream about and how it relates to, I suppose, our own psyche and things that are important to us or things that mean things to us. There's, you know, common dream themes like teeth falling out or running away or falling and things like that. But I'm not sure, you know, the whole meaning of what different dreams are, but there's definitely that theme that people have.
Definitely. Danielle, great to chat with you. Really enjoyed it. Thanks for joining us.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. That's Danielle Wilson, Research Fellow and Sleep Scientist at the Thompson Institute at the University of the Sunshine Coast.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.